哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good night to all brothers and sisters.
啊，我们在这边奉耶稣的圣名一起来啊聚会来学习圣经上的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we like to study the teaching of the Bible together.
啊，也愿耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐能够时常与我们每一位同在。
May the grace, peace, and joy of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
啊，并且能够时刻带领我们信仰人生的脚步。
And it may guide us on the spiritual journey.
啊，让我们在生命的道路上时刻有主耶稣的目光常常看顾。
So that the eyes of the Lord are always with us.
啊，我们今天晚上要用撒母耳记下的一段记载来做我们彼此学习的内容。
Today we like to use a content from the second book of Samuel.
我们请翻到撒母耳记下的第二章。
Let us turn to Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下第二章第十八节。
Second Samuel chapter 2 verse 18.
撒母耳记下二章第十八节。
Second Samuel chapter 2 verse 18.
十八节，在那里有洗鲁雅的三个儿子：约押、亚比筛、亚撒黑。亚撒黑脚快如野鹿一般。十九节。
19.
亚撒黑追赶亚尼尔，直追赶他不偏左右。二十节。
20.
亚尼尔回头说：“你是亚撒黑吗？”回答说：“是。”二十一。
21.
亚尼尔对他说：“你或转向左，或转向右，拿住一个少年人，剥去他的战衣。”亚撒黑却不肯转开，不追赶他。二十二。
22.
亚尼尔又对亚撒黑说：“你转开不追赶我吧，我何必杀你呢？若杀你，有什么脸见你哥哥约押呢？”二十三节。
23.
亚撒黑仍不肯转开，故此亚尼尔就用枪尊刺入他的肚腹，甚至枪从背后透出，亚撒黑就在那里扑倒而死。众人赶到亚撒黑扑倒而死的地方，就都站住。啊，在这里呢，圣经当中记载了大卫王朝的一个勇士。
He describes a warrior in the time of King David's kingdom.
啊，在以色列人的历史当中。
In the history of the Israelites.
啊，大卫的时代可能是整个历史最精彩、最耀眼的时代。
The time of King David was the most brilliant time of Israelite history.
啊，这个时代里面充满了战争。
And this time was filled with battles.
啊，但是在战争当中也充满了英雄。
Among these battles are heroes.
啊，所以圣经里面记载大卫手下有许许多多的勇士。
Therefore, the Bible recorded that there are many warriors under King David.
啊，说至大的可以抵挡一千人。
And one could fight 1,000.
啊，圣经里面有讲到说大卫有的勇士看起来面貌像狮子。
Some mighty men of David had the appearance of lions.
啊，没有敌人能够在他们面前站住。
And no enemy could stand before them.
啊，在这里特别讲到说有一个勇士叫做亚撒黑啊。
Here records a warrior called Asahel.
我们如果看亚撒黑他的家族啊，他这里只记载他的家庭。
Here records the family background of Asahel.
他的哥哥是约押，是亚比筛哦。
His older brothers were Joab and Abishai.
哦，所以三个兄弟，约押、亚比筛跟亚撒黑三个。
Three brothers, Joab, Abishai, and Asahel.
啊，这一家人三个都是以色列军中大能的勇士啊。
All three of them were mighty warriors of Israel.
那，啊，甚至约押到最后，啊，他是大卫王朝时代的元帅。
And David, Joab was a commander in the army of David.
啊，圣经讲说他统领大卫勇猛的全军啊。
And he led the mighty armies of David.
啊，所以我们看到一个英雄的世家。
We see that this is from a family background of warriors.
哦，我们看到三个兄弟都是勇士。
And all three brothers were mighty men.
啊，但是当我们今天回头去看大卫这个时代的历史。
But we look back to the history of King David.
我们看到有些人光芒耀眼，活出灿烂的人生。
Some people have led brilliant lives.
我们看到有些人征战得胜，能够创造一个时代的历史。
Some created an era of victories.
啊，但是在这里却讲到这个亚撒黑。
Yet here records Asahel.
却在战场的初期就已经阵亡，死在战场上面了。
He perished at the beginning of a battle.
啊，圣经里面特别有在这里讲到一句话啊。
The Bible records something especially.
他说亚撒黑的脚快如野鹿一般啊。
He records that Asahel was as fleet of foot as a wild gazelle.
啊，我们如果对大卫的勇士去做一点的研究啊。
If we study the mighty men of David.
我们可以看到说，虽然大卫的勇士很多。
We will see that although he has many mighty men.
啊，但是啊，并不是每一个人旁边都会注明他的 专长或者注明他特别大的恩赐啊。
Not each one will have a special commentary on his specialty.
哦，只有讲到说啊，这个勇士啊，他打了谁呀、啊？很勇敢呐、啊，可以抵挡多少人这样子而已啊。
Most times it will only record how many people this mighty man fought.
啊，但是我们在这里就看到亚撒黑他在旁边特别有讲，这个是一个大有恩赐的勇士啊。
But there is a special anecdote for Asahel describing him as a great warrior.
啊，什么样的恩赐呢？
What type of specialty does he
have? 这里讲说他跑得特别快，如同野鹿一般啊。
He was as fast. He was so fast that it was described that he had a fleet of foot as a wild gazelle.
啊，但是这么一个特别有恩赐的一个工人。
And so, even though he was such a gifted warrior.
一个这样子特别能打仗的勇士。
Although he was so able to fight.
啊，最后却因为他的恩赐。最后死在他的双脚之下。
In the end, he perished because of his talent.
所以我们今天要用这个亚撒黑来做我们今天侍奉的路上的一个提醒，甚至是一个警告。
Today, we would like to use the example of Asahel to as a means of admonishment and warning.
在这个勇士的身上到底出了什么问题
？And what type of problem arises from Asahel?
使得他那个光辉灿烂的人生还没开始就已经结束了。
What caused his brilliant life to be cut short?
我们看回来撒母耳记下的第二章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下的第二章第十九节。
2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 19.
那在这里讲说亚撒黑追赶亚尼尔，直追赶他不偏左右。我们再看21节啊。
21.
21节，亚尼尔对他说：“你转向左或转向右，去拉住一个抓住一个少年人，剥去他的战衣吧。”亚撒黑却不肯转开，不追赶他。我们在这里看到亚撒黑的第一个问题啊。
We see here Asahel's first problem.
他的问题在哪里？他跑得太快了。
His problem lies in the fact that he runs too fast.
在这里呢，他看到敌人的军队当中最有价值的目标。
He saw the most prized prey among the enemy.
就是这个亚尼尔啊，对方的元帅啊。
That is Abner, the commander of his enemies.
所以他看见了。
He saw his target.
他想要把这个亚尼尔打倒，把他抓起来。
He wished to capture Abner.
所以他就开始追啦。
Therefore, he ran after him.
但是在这个追逐的过程当中啊
，But during the chase,
因为他的速度比别人都快
，Because of his speed.
到最后不断的追逐的结果就是只剩下他一个人啊。
The result was that he was the only one that was chasing Abner.
所以我们看到亚撒黑在追逐到最后，只有他一个人一直盯着这个亚尼尔一直在跑。
And only he was pursuing Abner as a target.
虽然跑得很快。
Although he was very swift.
但是身旁没有任何的帮助。
Yet he had no help around him.
虽然跑得很快。
Although he was swift.
但是没有同伴能够保护。
He had no companions to protect him.
所以到最后虽然追上了他的敌人。
Although he caught up to his enemy,
却没有能力制服他的敌人。
He had no ability to overtake his enemy.
这个是在圣经当中给我们今天所有工人的第一个提醒。
And this is the first warning from the Bible.
你很有恩赐吗？
Do you have many talents?
你很有能力吗？
Are you very capable?
你心中有一把火，有使命要为神为神做工吗？
Do you have a great sense of commission to work for God?
是的，你在跑。
Yes, you are running.
是的，你很努力。
Yes, you are striving.
但是在你努力，在你奔跑的同时
，But in your diligence,
你有没有左右看看，是不是只剩下你一个人啊
？Have you looked to the right and left to see if you are the only one?
我们在教会里面有时候会看到有这样子的工人啊。
We often see these types of workers in the church.
拼命做，拼命跑，但是从来身旁没有任何一个帮助。
They work with all their might, yet they work alone.
常常工作，但是永远都是孤单。
They work often, but they are often lonely.
他们有时候觉得，哎呀，教会怎么没有人跟得上我的脚步呢
？And they wonder how come no one can keep up with me.
侍奉的路上总是觉得，怎么教会只剩我一人呢
？In the journey of service, they wonder why is it only I am left.
我们看到说，圣经上有一些这样子的例子啊。
The Bible records such examples.
因为在侍奉中常常觉得孤独。
Because they consider them, they often feel lonely in service.
因为放眼望去，永远觉得只有自己热心。
Because they are the only fervent ones as far as I can see.
因为在做圣工当中从来没有同伴。
Because in service they have no companions.
所以在最后，圣工做的越多，信仰越加的软弱。
Therefore, the more they serve, the weaker in faith they become.
所以你孤单吗？
Are you lonely?
你侍奉寂寞吗？
Are you alone?
是你常常只有你一个人，你觉得只有你一个人在努力吗？
Do you often believe that you are the only one striving hard?
有时候我们要慢下我们的脚步来啊。
Sometimes we must slow.
因为我们可能跑得太快啦。
Perhaps we are running too quickly.
不止跑到你的同伴前面。
Not only have you run ahead of your companions,
你甚至已经跑到主耶稣的前面了啊。
Perhaps you are running ahead of Jesus Christ.
我们有时候真的要停下脚步，让我们自己安静一下。
Sometimes we have to hold our steps and reflect.
然后重新思考自己侍奉的动机跟态度。
Let's ponder upon the motivation of our servitude.
有时候我们会发觉一个问题啊。
And we might see one problem.
你孤单不是因为你没有同伴。
You are not lonely because you don't have companions.
你孤单是因为你内心当中有骄傲。
You are lonely because you have pride inside your heart.
所以你觉得你不需要其他人来帮助你。
And therefore, you do not believe that you need help from other people.
所以你放眼望去，你觉得大家都不够属灵。
As far as I can see, no one is as spiritual as you.
问题在哪里？
Where does the problem lie?
很多时候是问题是我们内心深处那个我们内心最深处的骄傲。
The problem lies within the arrogance deep in our hearts.
哦，所以我们今天要谨慎小心。
Therefore, we must take heed.
我们看到说圣经里面讲到主耶稣在派他的门徒出去啊。
The Bible records how Jesus sent out his disciples.
圣经里面讲说主耶稣是两个门徒派出去的啊。
He sent the disciples two by two.
而圣经里面讲到保罗的同伴。
The Bible records Paul's companions.
我们如果仔细去看呐，《使徒行传》里面记载保罗的同伴，保罗到哪里都带着同伴的。
And in the book of Acts, Paul had a companion, coworker everywhere he went.
如果使徒需要同伴
，If the apostles need a coworker.
如果保罗、彼得也需要同伴
，If Paul and Peter also need companions.
那为什么我们能够让自己孤单在这条侍奉的道路上呢
？Then how can we allow ourselves to be alone on this spiritual journey？
哦，所以我们要慢下我们的脚步。
Therefore, let us slow down.
我们要寻找侍奉上的同工。
And let us search for spiritual coworkers.
我们要找到信仰上的朋友。
Let us look for spiritual friends.
能够在这一条信仰的路上、侍奉的路上彼此能够鼓励。
And therefore, we can encourage each other on this road of spiritual service.
千万不要孤单一人啊。
We should never be alone.
我们再看回来这个亚撒黑的第二个问题哦。
Let us look at the second problem of Asahel.
我们看看到撒母耳记下的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
Yeah, 第23节。
Verse 23.
撒母耳记下的第二章的第23节。
2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23.
他说亚撒黑人不肯转开，故此亚尼尔用枪尊刺入他的肚腹，甚至枪从背后透出啊。在这里是亚撒黑的第二个问题啊。
Here lies Asahel's second problem.
圣经里面特别讲说亚撒黑是一个大有恩赐的人。
The Bible records that Asahel was talented.
恩赐是什么？跑得特别快。
And his talent was that he can run very quickly.
亚撒黑也自己知道自己非常快哦。
Asahel also knew he was fast.
所以亚撒黑知道自己的恩赐在哪里。
He knew where his talent was.
但是因为他的这项恩赐。
But because of his gift.
我们在这里看到说亚撒黑做了一个选择。
We see that Asahel made a decision.
那选择什么呢？
What did he decide?
他带着很轻的盔甲就上战场了。
He brought a very light spear.
因为他跑得很快啊，他的 armor 哦。
Armory, excuse me.
所以亚撒黑是装备轻盔甲就上战场的。
He was geared in very light armor.
那时候的打仗啊，在那个时候的战场上面哦。
And in the battlefield,
你的身上的盔甲有不一样的重量，是用来做不一样的功用啊。
Different breastplates had different weights for various purposes.
如果你所穿的盔甲，你的 armory 啊，是非常 heavy duty， 是那种非常厚重的。
If your armor is thick,
那自然啊，敌人就比较不容易伤害到你啊。
And it is more difficult for your enemies to pierce you.
但是啊，有得必有失啊，你的盔甲厚重，你的行动自然缓慢。
But it also has side effects. For example, it will cause you to be slower.
所以亚撒黑在这里做了一个选择。
Here, Asahel made a decision.
因为他要快。
Because he wanted to be quick.
既然速度要快，就不能够带太重的盔甲在身上。
He wanted to be quick. Therefore, he cannot bear such heavy armor.
我们怎么知道他的盔甲是轻型的盔甲呢？
How do we know that his armor was light one?
这里讲说啊。那个亚尼尔用枪尊就刺透他的盔甲了。
It describes that Abner struck him from the spear and it came out of his back.
而且透过去哦，盔甲的前后全部都穿过去了。
The spear struck through him from the front to the back.
所以是的，亚撒黑是有恩赐的。
Yes, it is true that Asahel is gifted.
亚撒黑也很知道自己的能力在哪里。
And he knew where his talent lies.
哦，所以亚撒黑选择的一条路是要把他的能力最大化，把它做到 maximize 那他的恩赐啊。
The Asahel's decision was to maximize or magnify his gift.
啊，但是却缺乏了对自己生命的保护。
But he lacked life protection.
所以虽然跑得很快。
Although he was swift,
但是到最后被人家一枪就扎死了。
He was struck down with one spear.
那这是要给我们做的第二个提醒啊。
This is our second reminder.
我们今天有恩赐，有能力。
Today we are gifted and capable.
这都是神所赐给我们的。
These are gifts of God.
啊，但是在我们看到自己的恩赐跟能力的同时
，But at the same time, when we see our gifts,
我们更要看到怎么样保护自己存留性命，能够在信仰的路上活下去，这个才是重要的啊。
We must all the more see the way that we must take in order to preserve our spiritual lives.
你说你能力很强，你恩赐很大。
You can say that you have great gifts.
你说你每天啊，每次来到教会就是冲冲冲，哇，非常努力。
You come to church and you work all day.
哇，这个工作也接，那个工作也做，什么都愿意做。
You take on all the different types of holy work.
啊，但是没有把自己属灵的生命保护好。
But you have not protected your spiritual life.
啊，在危险的时候，敌人一枪就毁了你的性命啊。
And in danger, your enemy will take your life with one spear.
什么叫做信仰上的盔甲？
What is spiritual armor?
什么叫做生命当中的保护
？What is life protection?
就是我们每天的灵修功夫跟生活啊。
It is your daily spiritual cultivation.、
哦、我们来看一下以弗所书哦。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们看以弗所书的第六章第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14.
第十三节哦。
Verse 13.
以弗所书的第六章十三节
Ephesians 6:13
他说所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌并且成就了一切还能站立得住在这里啊保罗特别提醒你跟我
Here Paul especially reminds you and I
他说你要参与圣工你要抵挡仇敌
If you wish to withstand evil
啊，你要在神眼中有用
Then you mustapproved to be useful before God.
但是到最后这里还多一句话啊。
And there's an extra catch.
他说你最后要站立得住啊。
You must, having done all, you must be able to stand.
你做了很多的圣功，打了美好的仗。
You have done much holy work and won the battle.
但是到最后死在战场上面。
Yet in the end, you die on the battlefield.
你能够给谁带来荣耀？
Who can you bring glory to?
你只能让众人感到可惜，让人感到悲叹而已啊。
You will only be an object of pity before others.
哦，所以啊，不但要做圣工。
We must not only do holy work.
更要能够好好的活下去啊。
All the more we must continue to live on.
哦，所以做圣工很重要。
Servitude is important.
灵修功夫是更加的重要啊。
Spiritual cultivation is even more important.
只有隐藏的灵修功夫做好。
Only if hidden spiritual cultivation is done well.
你被人所看见的工作才有真正的价值。
Can the work that you do before others have true value?
哦，所以我们今天要以亚撒黑作为一个警惕啊。
We must take Asahel as a reminder.
不要一直追求侍奉，不可以的。
We must not only pursue holy work.
因为侍奉的底下一定要有灵修作为它的根基啊。
Because spiritual cultivation must be the support of this holy work.
成为你身上的盔甲，成为你生命当中的保护。
This will become your armor and life protection.
我们来看一下尼希米记的第四章。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记第四章。
Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记第四章的第十六节
Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 16
十六节他说从那日起我的仆人一半做工一半拿枪拿盾牌拿弓穿铠甲官长都站在犹大众人的后面十七节
17.
修造城墙的扛抬材料的都一手做工一手拿兵器啊，在这里告诉我们啊，以色列人在重建圣城。
Here describes Israelites.
城墙哦，对，重建那个耶路撒冷的城墙。
Rebuilding Jerusalem's wall.
那可是我们发觉说，他们盖房子盖得非常奇怪啊。
We see that they built this wall very strangely.
啊，在这里讲说啊，那些做工的人啊，那些在做工的人哦。
Here describes the people who labored.
他说啊，一只手拿兵器，一只手拿武器啊，一只手拿 工具，一只手拿兵器啊。
On one hand, they held tools, and on the other, they held weapons.
那甚至有的工人呢，还穿盔甲。
And some servants even wore armor.
所以如果你看这里的形容，它是非常奇怪的事情啊。
This description is very strange.
不只是奇怪，而且在我们的眼里可能会觉得它非常没有效率。
It is not only strange in our eyes; it might be very inefficient.
我们可以试试看哦。
Let's try it.
你的左手跟右手拿不一样的东西。
If you hold different items in your two hands,
你会发觉说做什么事情都很不方便啊。
You realize that it's very inconvenient to do anything.
所以啊，如果啊，你一只手哦拿着铲子啊，在外面铲土啊。
If you are holding a shovel and shoveling dirt.
然后呢，另外一只手啊，拿一张纸，拿一支笔，拿一张纸记录啊，写东西啊。
And you're recording with your other hand.
你两只手做不一样的事，到时候脑袋就混乱啦。
And your brain would be on overdrive.
到最后啊，那个笔啊，拼命往土里插，怎么挖不起来？
You might stick your pen in the ground, wondering why no dirt is coming.
所以啊，正常的人啊，在最有效率就是什么？专心做一件事情嘛。
One is most efficient when he is doing one task.
你两只手拿不一样的东西，自然就没有效率啦。
Naturally, if you hold two items doing two things, then you will not be efficient.
可是在这里，圣经却会告诉我们，在圣工当中，你不能只讲效率。
Here it tells us that in doing holy work, we can not only value efficiency.
因为有时候最有效率的圣工方法，可能是最危险、最要命的方式啊。
Because oftentimes the most efficient type of way of servitude might be the most dangerous.
所以在这里讲说，你一面做工，一面盖，你在一面盖城墙的当中啊。
Here tells us that when we are building our wall,
你身上要穿盔甲，手里要拿兵器，随时准备打仗。
You must be dressed in armor and have a weapon in your hand.
因为在信仰服侍神的这条道路上，
For in this journey of service,
只有活下来的才有资格接受奖赏。
Only those who sustain their lives will be receiving the reward.
如果说你做了很多圣工，但是最后你信仰没有办法走到底。
If you do much holy work, yet you cannot preserve your life or faith to the end,
那只会让所有认识你的人感到伤心难过而已啊。
You will only cause the people around you to feel sorrow.
所以在这里提醒我们啊，做圣工不是只有讲效率。
Here it reminds us that we should not only value efficiency in holy work.
做圣工讲灵修啊。
In doing holy work, we must value
cultivation. 借着常常祷告，常常聚会。
And do service and prayer.
生命当中被神的话所充满，行事当中带着圣灵的力量。
If our lives are filled with the word of God and we practice the word of God.
你所做的所说的不但能够帮助人，而且可以救你自己啊。
Our words and deeds can not only save others, it can help ourselves.
我们看回来撒母耳记下的第二章哦。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下第二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
22节。
Verse 22.
撒母耳记下二章的第22节。他说亚尼尔又对亚撒黑说，你转开不追赶我吧，我何必杀你，若杀你有什么脸见你哥哥约押呢？23节。
23
亚撒黑人不肯转开，于是亚尼尔用枪尊刺入他的肚腹，亚撒黑就在那里扑倒而死了。我们在这里看到亚撒黑的第三个问题哦。
Here records Asahel's third problem.
也是我们今天信仰路上、服事路上必须要警惕的问题。
And this is a problem we must be aware of during our spiritual journey.
我们刚讲到第一个问题就是啊，跑得很快，但是只有他一个人而已啊。
His first problem was to run swiftly off alone.
你想说，如果亚撒黑跑慢一点啊？
If you think to yourself, if Asahel ran a little slower,
你不要所以你不要忘记啊，亚撒黑是有兄弟的人啊。
Let's not forget that he had brothers.
如果跑慢一点呢、啊，约押也来了，那个亚尼尔也来了，亚比塞也来了。
If he ran a little slower, there would Joab and Abishai would be right next to him.
哇，敌人虽然很强，没关系啊，我们三个打一个可以吧
？Although the enemy is strong, three against one is no problem.
所以如果他一开始慢一点。
So if he started off slower in the beginning,
到最后他不但不会死
，in the end he would not have died,
也会被记载在大卫勇士的光荣之中啊。
And he would bask in the glory of David's mighty men.
所以他的第一个问题是跑太快，只剩他一个人啊。
His first problem was that he ran too swiftly.
我们刚刚讲到第二个问题就是啊，很会跑，但是啊，身上盔甲太薄，没有保护自己的性命啊。
Secondly, we talked about how his arm was too thin and he could not protect himself.
提醒我们说啊，要侍奉更要灵修。
It is to remind us that while we are serving, we must all the more cultivate.
使我们能够穿戴神的全副军装。
That we can put on the full armor of God.
在这个征战危难的日子能够保全我们的性命。
And in this life of battles, we can preserve our lives.
第三个，这里看到亚撒黑的问题哦。
Thirdly, we see Asahel's
problem. 他说亚撒黑跑得很快。
Asahel ran very quickly.
一直追。
And he kept pursuing
after. 但是你看圣经上面的形容非常奇怪哦。
Yeah, the Bible, the description is very strange.
他一直追亚尼尔做什么？
What was his purpose for pursuing Abner?
你会到最后发觉亚撒黑不知道啊。那个亚撒黑不，他就是追啊，我就是追。
Asahel knew nothing except to pursue.
他的到最后，他的脑海里面就是我就是追你，我就是追追追，一定要追到你，追到了，然后呢
？He wanted to pursue and pursue to the end, and what will he do after that?
好像 obsession 哦，就是好像只看到一个点，却没有发现说亚撒黑根本打不过亚尼尔啊。
He had an obsession over chasing Abner, and he did not think about whether or not he can overtake him.
注意力只有在这个奔跑上面。
And his focus was only on this pursuit.
有时候过分专注于工作的本身，而忽略掉一个更大的图啊，一个 bigger picture 啊。
Sometimes we focus on one point of our work so much that we neglect the bigger picture.
因为这个是我的恩赐啊。
Because this is my gift.
所以我就是专注这个。
Therefore, I will focus on this only.
我要全教会来配合我。
I want the whole church to
cooperate with me. 一定就要朝着这个方向前进。
And we will strive toward this direction no matter what.
那有时候啊，我们一些比较有恩赐的工人，有恩赐的信徒，也会落入这个问题里面啊。
And some more gifted members will fall into this type of trap.
因为这个工作是我喜欢的，是我的专长，是我很有恩赐，让我很有成就感.
Because this gift is my specialty and it gives me great a sense of accomplishment.
所以啊，不管教会交代我什么工作，我都要最后把它引导到那个方向去，要照我喜欢的来做啊。
So no matter what type of holy work the church gives me, I will direct it in that direction.
所以啊，一直做，一直做，一直做，到最后忘记不知道到底你要去哪里啊。
You work and work without knowing where you're going to.
你看亚撒黑一直跑，然后呢，跑到哪里，最后就跑入死地了。
Asahel ran and ran and ran to his death.
一直跑，一直跑，完全没有准备要面对他的敌人，完全没有准备要打仗啊。
He ran and ran, but was not prepared to face his enemy.
他一直跑，难道他没有想到他的敌人会突然停下来吗？
He kept running, but he didn't think that his enemy would suddenly stop.
所以你看，这个圣经的形容是，突然亚尼尔一转身，一枪就把他杀掉了。
The Bible records that Abner suddenly turned around and struck him.
告诉我们说，其实亚撒黑完全没有准备的，完全没有准备啊。
This tells us that Asahel was not prepared.
因为他的眼睛只有在他的奔跑上面啊。
For his eyes was only on the chase.
所以这是另外一个给我们每一个工人的一个提醒啊。
This is another reminder for all of us holy workers.
我们要重视圣工，但是不要被工作的本身绑住了。
We must value holy work, but we must not be bound by the details of the work.
我们要看到圣工的背后。
Let us not only see the specifics, but
你不要只有看到，你不要只有看到你的事务性 administrative， 你不要只有一直专注在你事务性当中的工作啊。
Let us not only focus on the administrative work.
你要看到它的背后，到底它的更大的目标、更大的价值到底是什么
？We must realize its greater goal and purpose.
如果今天做圣工到最后只剩下为了做圣工而做圣工
，If the purpose of holy work is just for the sake of doing holy work，
而在圣工当中没有感动。
And we are not moved in holy work.
没有在付出当中有喜悦。
And we do not have joy in serving.
有时候到最后啊，做圣工只是成为一种习惯。
And sometimes service will become a formality.
圣工做越做了很多的圣工，但是在神面前却没有任何的价值。
We do much work, but it has no value before God.
我们来看一个例子啊，我们看路加福音的第十章啊。
Let's take a look at an example in Luke chapter 10.
路加福音的第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音的第十章的第三十节
Luke chapter 10 verse 30
这个是我们非常熟悉这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻哦
We are very familiar with the parable of the Samaritan
三十节
30
耶稣回答说有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去落在强盗的手中他们剥去他的衣裳把他打得半死就丢下他走了三十一
31
偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来看见他就从那边过去了三十二 又有一个利未人也来到这个地方，看见他也照样从那边过去的。那在这里呢，是值得我们去思考的一个问题呀。
This is a question worthy of our pondering.
我说有一个很可怜的人啊，倒在路上啊。
There's a very pitiful man who fell on the road.
特别讲到说有一个祭司，有一个利未人，专门在服侍神的工人经过哦。
It describes how priests and Levite people who were especially servants of God.
祭司是负责献祭。
The priest was in charge of sacrifice.
利未人在圣殿当中服侍神。
And the Levite served in the tabernacle.
他们可能都有很重要的职责，有很重要的工作啊。
They had very important positions and works.
他们需要去侍奉神。
They must serve God.
需要去为百姓献祭。
They need to sacrifice for the people.
有很多很重要、很伟大的使命在他们面前啊。
There are very important commissions before them.
所以在这里说，当他们看到了一个很可怜的人倒在路上。
Therefore, when they saw a very pitiful man on the road.
当然，圣经没有讲说他们在急着要去哪里啦。
Of course, the Bible did not say where they were hurrying off to.
但是在这里讲说，他们却绕过去了，绕过去了啊。
But as they saw the man, they passed by on the other side.
主耶稣特别讲说是祭司跟利未人哦，不是普通人啊。
The Bible, Jesus Christ especially mentions that this was a priest and a Levite.
用一个非常强烈的对比 contrast.
He gives a great contrast.
为什么要告诉我们说，是的，这些是专门属神、特别侍奉神的人啊？
Why did he mention that these are people who especially was involved in service?
但是到最后，他们的眼睛只看到工作的本身。
In the end, they only saw the work itself.
却没有看到工作的精神，就是仁爱，就是怜悯，就是慈悲啊。
They did not see the spirit of the did not see that spirit of holy work lies in mercy and loving others.
所以虽然可能工作做了很多，
although perhaps they did much work,
但是神在他们身上看不到任何的怜悯啊。
But the Lord did not see any mercy within them.
因为他们绕过去了。
For they passed by on the other side.
这是给我们今天所有在做圣工、所有在教会里的弟兄姐妹一个提醒。
This is to give all of us as brothers and sisters and workers a reminder.
当今天侍奉成为一种习惯。
When servitude becomes a habit,
当今天参与只是我们生活的一部分。
When being involved in servitude is only a part of our life,
来教会只是一种生活上必须要有的routine 啊，的那个循环。
If coming to service is only part of our routine,
请问你那个起初的感动、起初的心到底还在不在？
May I ask, is your first love still there?
所以啊，保罗在哥林多前书里面告诉我们哦。
Therefore, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians,
不管你做了多伟大的事情啊,
no matter how great of a deed you have done,
就算你把自己牺牲叫人焚烧啊, 给人家取暖啊,
if you gave your body to be burned,
你看到啊, 有人啊, 哇, 路边好冷, 你们这边不知道了, 加州不知道, 东, 那, 哇, 纽约啊, 好冷啊, 好冷啊, 路边好冷啊, 下大雪啊,
and,
大雪知道吧,
in New York, there are blizzards.
哇，你看到路边啊，有一些人好可怜啊，在那里缩缩发抖啊。
And you see people shivering in the cold.
你跑过去说，哎呀，不要害怕，不要发抖。
You run up to them and say, "Do not fear, do not shiver."
来，把我烧了吧。
Burn me.
烧了我，你们就温暖啦。
Burn me and receive warmth.
我说，如果有人啊做到这么极端了，这么 extreme 吗？
If someone did such a thing so extreme,
但是保罗说，如果你的动作，如果你做了这些事情，但是心中没有爱，没有感情啊，没有感动哦。
If Paul says, if you did this, but you were not moved in your heart,
他说你所做的一切事情都没有价值啊。
Then it profits you nothing.
所以啊，不管是所以在我们的信仰啊，在我们的侍奉上面啊。
Therefore, in our service,
到最后主耶稣不是看你做了多少。
In the end, Jesus does not look at how much you do.
主耶稣是看你在做圣工当中，你的心有没有被触动，你有没有真的发自内心的怜悯啊。
Rather, Jesus looks at if you have been moved from your heart and to have you done holy work according to your heart.
因为爱，所以愿意付出。
Have you, did you really serve because of love?
因为爱，所以能够牺牲。
And because of love, you sacrifice.
我说这样子，不管你做的是多还是少。
So no matter how much, whether great or small,
在主耶稣的眼里都是最美的，都是最好的。
Before Jesus Christ, if you have love, then it is the best.
所以亚撒黑子看到跑跑跑跑跑，那要跑去哪里？
Asahel kept running and running, yet he did not know where he was going.
过分注重工作的本身，而忘记他行动的目的呀。
He overvalued the work itself and did not place emphasis on the purpose of his work.
那是我们今天要作为一个自我的警告。
And this is a personal reminder.
那最后我们看回来撒母耳记下的第二章哦。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下的第二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
啊，第二章的第二章的第十九节。
Chapter 2 verse 19.
啊，十九节说亚撒黑追赶亚尼尔，直追赶他不偏左右。这是亚撒黑的第四个问题啊。
Here is Asahel's fourth problem.
我们知道说，在大卫的时代是战朝、战国的，就是整个以色列地都在打仗啊。
During King David's era, the kingdom of Israel was always in battle.
所以啊，战争很多啊，英雄辈出啊，英雄辈出的年代啊。
There was an era of many great.Great heroes.
但是呢、虽然勇士很多，虽然勇士非常的多。
Although the mighty men were great in number.
但是呢、基本上啊，不同的他们是有不同的等级呀、不同的对抗、不同等级的不同的能力呀、
They had different gifts and different ranks.
所以呀、有的真的圣经里面有讲说，有的是大能的勇士啊，对付一千人。有的只能打一百人啊。
Some were mighty men who can face thousands of people, but some could only face one.
所以在那时候虽然勇士很多，但是他们有first tier, second tier, 就是有第一级、第一阶、第二阶、第三阶的不同等阶的勇士啊。
Although there are many mighty men, they were actually ranked in tiers.
他所追的这个亚尼也是元帅，是最高阶的勇士啊。
And Abner was of the highest tier.
相比之下呢，亚撒黑就比较不行了。
In comparison, Asahel could not compare.
因为他们是不同等级的勇士，不同等级的战士啊。
Because they were warriors of a different tier.
但是他一直追。
Yet he continued to pursue.
这里是他的第四个问题啊。
Here lies his fourth problem.
第四个问题在于对自己的认识不够清楚哦。
His fourth problem is that he did not truly know himself.
这是信仰上的一个危机，也是侍奉当中的一个危机啊。
This is a crisis in a spiritual life and servitude.
当你今天没有办法把自己看得很清楚。
When you cannot see yourself clearly.
当你没有办法对自我有一个很清楚的判断。
Once you cannot judge yourself correctly.
有时候啊，这圣公参与到最后，信仰就垮掉了。
In the end, your faith will collapse.
当然，我们常常讲啊，要靠神，要靠神，不是吗？大家都会这样讲啊。
We often say, we must rely on God.
不会啦，有圣灵，圣灵帮助你啦。
We say, the Holy Spirit will help you.
这种话常常都是负责人在讲嘛，对不对
？And these words are often spoken by church council.
每次啊，负责人要把工作交给别人哦。不行了，我不行了，没关系，你有圣灵啊。
When the church council wants to assign people for work, they say, even if the person says that they do not have the ability,
你靠神，靠神，神加给你力量啊。
We will tell them that God will add to you strength.
是的，这句话讲的都没有错啊，讲的都没有错啊。
These words are not incorrect.
我们是有神帮助，我们是有圣灵帮助的人啊。
It is true that we have God and we have the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，在侍奉的道路当中，自我衡量、自我评估是非常非常要紧的。
But self-assessment is very important in servitude.
今天我们在参与圣工哦。
As we are involved in holy work.
如果你能做这么多，你的时间、你的时间、你的精力，你能够做这么多啊。
If you are able to offer a certain amount of your time.
然后呢，你因为爱主的缘故，你靠着主多做一点。
But by the grace and because of your love for God, you do a little more.
你逼着自己啊，逼着自己多做一点。
If you force yourself to do more.
然后你为了主耶稣啊，你牺牲了、啊，我少睡一点没有关系啊，我就啊没关系，赶一下，帮主耶稣多做一点，那个叫做爱心，那个叫做爱主啊。
If you push yourself and force yourself to do a little more, then that is loving God.
但是如果你只能做这么，你能够做这么一点啊。
But if your ability is only to that certain point.
但是你说没关系啊，我靠主啊，我要接这么多的工作啊。
And then you tell yourself, because of my love for God, I will do this much more.
其实这个叫做一种无知啊。
This is a type of ignorance.
为什么？因为到最后你把自己也累垮了。
Because in the end you tire yourself out.
然后啊，教会的工作你都做不完，或者是随便做做，因为你永远都在赶 deadline， 你来不及嘛。
And you cannot fulfill your deadlines.
然后呢，很多能够帮助的弟兄姐妹，通通没有工作做，因为你把它全部拦走了。
Then you take away all the work that could be done by other brothers and sisters.
千万不要以为你什么工作都接，代表你特别热心啊，有时候是一种无知啊。
Let us not think to ourselves that if we take on all types of holy works that we are very fervent, it is actually a type of ignorance.
有时候代表是你对自己没有清楚的认识哦。
Sometimes it represents that we do not have a clear understanding of our own abilities.
所以在罗马书十二章，保罗说你要看自己看得合乎中道。
In Romans chapter 12, Paul tells us that we must view ourselves circumspectly.
要看清楚，但你要看自己看得清楚才可以啊。
We must look at ourselves.
所以我们要求主耶稣让我们看自己看得清楚。
Let us ask for wisdom from the Lord so that we can see ourselves clearly. So that we can see where our gift lies.
能够看到我的能力有多少。
And we can understand how much talents we have.
然后为了爱主的缘故，我多做一点，我更努力的多做一点。
And for the sake of our love for God, we will work a little bit more.
然后说这个才是真正的为主牺牲啊。
Then this is a true sacrifice for God.
所以你看啊，这里亚撒还根本不知道自己的能力在哪里。
Asahel did not know where his capability lied.
他的能力在跑得很快。
His gift, he was capable in running very quickly.
但是他把他自己的恩赐用在错误的方向。
But he directed his gift in incorrectly.
以致他的大恩赐却没有任何大的效果出来。
And in the end, his great gift did not have a great effect.
甚至这个大恩赐成为最后他扑倒死亡的原因。
And his gift became the reason why he died.
所以我们要求主耶稣让我们看清楚自己啊，看自己要看得清楚啊。
Let us view ourselves with clear mind.
能够知道自己应该要做什么。
We must know what we ought to do.
能够看清楚自己能力的极限。
We must see our limits very clearly.
然后能够知道自己需要祷告求神的帮助。
And then we must understand that we need to pray.
使我们能够在侍奉的路上很清楚地达成神在我们生命当中安排的使命。
And in this manner, we will be able to fulfill the commission of Jesus Christ for our lives.
每一个人生命当中，神都有安排一个使命，一个价值啊。
Jesus Christ has given us all commissions for our lives.
每个人都不一样。
Each person has a different one.
有人的使命可能非常的耀眼。
For some, their commission may be very great.
有人所担负的工作可能只是非常普通。
But some work assigned to some people are very average.
但是我们要求主耶稣让我们看得清楚明白啊。
We must ask God for help so that we can see this very clearly.
因为侍奉的价值不在于工作的大小。
For the value of holy work does not lie in how great or small it is.
而在你付出的努力。
Rather in how much effort we put into it.
所以求主耶稣让我们看得清楚，想得明白。
We ask the Lord to give us a clear mind.
知道神在我们生命当中安排的责任跟使命是什么。
So we can know the purpose that God has for us in our lives.
然后让我们为了主耶稣再多走一步。
And then for the sake of Jesus Christ, let us further ourselves.
能够多做一点。
Let us tell ourselves to,
这样子主耶稣就能够在我们侍奉上面得到满意啊。
To do a bit more, and then God will be satisfied with our work.
使我们能够在信仰的路最后能够成功地跑到终点。
In this way, we will be able to reach the end of our spiritual journey.
不但能够活下来。
We will not only preserve our lives.
更能够最终得奖赏。
All the more will be rewarded.
能够成为荣耀的神国勇士。
We will be a glorious warrior of God.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him.
唱诗176首。
Sing him 176.